Welcome to the Leading for Impact podcast, where we spotlight influential leaders in the nation's second largest school district, Los Angeles Unified. I am Jamie Galgana, Instructional Leadership Support Specialist with LAUSD's Instructional Technology Initiative, and I'm here with co-host Allison Jonas, Readiness and Integration Coordinator.
Hi, everyone.
The Leading for Impact podcast brings you the voices of experts and practitioners who are making a positive impact on teaching and learning in their communities for all learners and families. Today, we are speaking with the coach and student champions from the 2024 Level Up Los Angeles Esports Competition. Join me in welcoming Mr. Gaeta, Felix, Adesola, Haley, Fatima, and Polly from the Business Entrepreneurship Virtual Academy. Welcome to the Leading for Impact podcast, everyone.
Thank you. We're glad to be here. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you. All right, I'll hand it over to Allison for our first question.
Let's get started with Mr. Gaeta. What inspired you to lead an esports team, and what leadership qualities do you bring to the role?
Thank you, Allison. That's actually a great question. I would say that the inspiration really started with the students of our virtual academy. I love collaborating and working with them. It really inspires me to see our students work through their challenges. And I enjoy playing a supportive role to help them achieve their potential. So that's really the primary reason I became an educator in the first place, and more recently an esports coach. I would say that maybe the first day I stepped into the classroom, my goal has always been to help students to realize that no matter where they've come from or what challenges they may be facing, they're never alone. And so leading an esports team has really helped our students feel a sense of belonging to something greater. And I'm actually honored to be a part of that process. So I also love learning for the sake of learning. I guess I wouldn't be a teacher if I didn't. And in that regard, I guess you might say I'm a little bit of a Renaissance man, but esports really was a whole new learning experience for me. But the rewards have been phenomenal. And I'm already thinking about new ways to expand the program at our virtual academy next year. I would say that as for leadership qualities that I bring as an esports coach, perseverance is one of them. So a lot of people don't know that my parents immigrated to this country from Argentina when I was three. And they faced many challenges and setbacks, and I saw them persevere and overcome those challenges. And as an educator and now esports coach, I really try to communicate the importance of the virtue of perseverance to my team and to all my students. And I think also my passion for technology, especially technology in education. And no matter what school I was at, I was always trying to ride that crest of the technology wave, so to speak, to learn what new digital tools and resources I could use to enhance my effectiveness as a teacher. So in the past, I played a role at each school I attended to kind of share that knowledge with students and teachers. And lastly, I would say my love of creativity. I enjoy thinking about new connections and new meanings in the seemingly common. So like in 2005, for example, I was recognized for this quality nationally by Disney for specifically implementing creativity in the classroom. And that was a great journey where I was able to collaborate with 40 teachers nationwide, and we learned from each other's practices. So I would say perseverance, knowledge, and creativity are some of the leadership qualities I bring to the team.
Great, thank you. I love that, bringing the creativity in the classroom and in your instruction. And you give so many great points on why we all become educators. So it's really great to see how you've evolved into this coaching role and taking it to the next level. Now, can you share examples of how participating in esports has positively impacted your students' academic and personal lives?
Absolutely. So I would say that one of the best examples of this positive impact in participating in esports has brought to my team is our sense of community. And as a virtual academy, this is key, really. So I feel that online learning can sometimes make a person feel isolated. And that's why participation and engagement are two important components that we strongly encourage at our school. And that, quite frankly, I would say they're also essential to in-person school as well. So as a result of going through the process of engaging in esports competitively, we've created a strong bond of community and friendship. And every team member is unique. And yet, despite our differences, I think that we've managed to find common ground to achieve our goals. In many ways, our team has become like a family. And I would also add that esports has provided this team with some valuable life lessons, such as knowing, for example, that everyone here has equal dignity and value, and therefore exercises an essential role as a team member. And lastly, I would say that our students have learned to respect opposing perspectives, practice a growth mindset, and adapt to new challenges for sure. So I feel confident that they'll take these skills with them as they continue to find their place in the world.
That's great. I remember watching you all in the final, like the final battle, and seeing a lot of that community and partnership between your team and just the friendship that they had. So it was really great to see.
It's a great team.
What advice would you give to other educators looking to develop and or lead their own esports program?
I'm glad you asked. I would have probably three pieces of advice really to give to other educators. First off, I would say every esports program should be accompanied by a strong computer science curriculum. That's important. You need one to support the other. In that regard, actually, I'm very glad that LUSD's Instructional Technology Initiative, ITI basically, is working so hard to make that happen district-wide. And secondly, I would say that if you're interested in looking to develop your own esports program, you need to really take an active role and educate yourself first so that you can educate your students. And we all know that, you know, you simply cannot give what you don't have. So educating yourself is an essential piece to developing and leading an esports program. And I know that ITI has a variety of resources to help students and educators learn more about esports and computer science through all the classes and programs, conferences, resources. And I think that's a great place to start. And lastly, I think if you want to be successful with any esports program, you really should be completely engaged with students and know that they're going to need your compassion. They're going to need your time, your assurance to help shape them into leaders. And our students really can see into our hearts. And any esports program, I think, will only be as successful as the level of engagement and commitment that you have with your students.
Great, thanks. I love the connection that you made with the computer science program and just really being able to take an active role in educating yourself, not just esports, and anything new that you want to bring to your students. And just the engagement and the friendship and camaraderie that you have with your students is commendable. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. My next question is going to be going to our students. Are you all ready? All right. Before we get started into the questions, I do want to just take a moment if you can introduce yourselves and describe a little bit about how being part of the esports team has helped you to develop leadership skills. So let's start with Felix, and then Felix, hand it off to the next person.
My name is Felix Contreras, and I handle the design of the build. Being a part of the esports team helped develop my leadership skills because it let me effectively communicate with my team and to work with them, making sure to incorporate all ideas into the final build.
Hi, so I'm Haley, and I am a member of the Blazing Beaver Builders. I love to eat and draw, and I think this team has helped me become a better leader because it was basically helping me practice direct communication, which is very important when you lead. So, Shola.
Hi, my name is Shola. like my teammates, I'm in seventh grade of the Beaver Virtual Academy. Being a part of this team helped me develop leadership skills by having me work together and take responsibility of my role in a project, such as because I was mainly the script writer with Fatima on our build. And I knew I had to like spend time on that. Like even I stayed up pretty late a lot of the time just trying to write the script to make sure it looked nice.
Good afternoon. My name is Fatima Fazel, and I'm one of the script writers and engineers in our team. Being a part of the esports team has been an incredible experience. It has taught me how to communicate effectively with my teammates, make quick decisions under pressure, and take responsibility for our team's performance. These experiences have definitely helped me develop my leadership skills by showing me the importance of teamwork, strategy, and staying calm in tough situations. I would like to pass it on to Polly.
Hello, my name is Polly, and I was a researcher. As one of the students who has had the privilege of being part of the Blazing Beaver Builders team, it has been such an amazing experience and has helped me with the development of leadership skills through active collaboration, communication, delegation, and teamwork. Thank you.
Wow, look at the room that you're in. You have so many amazing skills, and you're only in middle school and high school. I can't wait to see where you all go after this. Thank you so much. I'm going to hand it over to Jamie to continue with the questions.
Thank you so much for sharing a little bit about yourself and how being part of the esports team has helped you develop your own personal leadership. I've heard themes around being able to effectively communicate with each other. That's definitely key in an esports team. Your ability to collaborate. I love that it's inclusive. Felix, you mentioned that you wanted to incorporate everyone's ideas into the final build. That's a great leadership skill to have when you're leading in a team. We also heard direct communication, delegation, or being able to make decisions under pressure. All of those are key leadership skills that I'm really glad that you're learning and practicing. I also love the connection to all of the instructional components. Polly, you mentioned being a researcher and having to do all of that back end learning so that you could build a solution that addresses the prompt around whatever sustainable issue we were asking you all to build for. So thinking about teamwork and some of those impactful strategies you've all shared, what roles do each of you play on the team? I know I heard someone say script writer, engineer, researcher, designer.
Okay, I can start off. I was script writer with Fatima. I also helped with like some outside building, finishing up stuff. And I did a little bit of researching for the first one. I feel really confident that if our script wasn't written as well, then we definitely wouldn't have done as well. But also the build was really important too, because if we didn't have a build, we wouldn't have a competition or a chance at the competition. So I'm really appreciative that I was able to take a role and do well in that role to a point that led us to win.
Thank you, Shola. Writing a script gives you sort of that game plan, right? So I'm glad that you all value the pre-work that needs to go into the actual challenge. Did anyone else want to share?
I will. It may not seem like it, but being a construction engineer was a vital role to play in the team. We, and by we, I mean Felix and me, helped keep the entire build steady and on track. We put in everything that was meant to be included, placed every block in its coordinated place, and added details in to beautify it all. But honestly, we wouldn't have won solely relying on the build itself if it wasn't for Polly, Shola, and Fatima.
Thank you, Haley. I'm curious about not only the impact of your win, but also what your future leadership goals might be as a team. So I want to provide some context for our listeners. The Blazing Beaver Builders, who are our champions here today, are the top team representing our varsity league in the Los Angeles Unified School District out of 287 submissions. So out of the teams that were in the top varsity league representing each region, region North, East, West, South, and the Virtual Academy, the Beaver Builders are the champions and they're representing Virtual Academy, which is really an accomplishment. This puts the Virtual Academy in the spotlight, and look at how it's gotten you to this win. And I think that's a testament to your amazing coach and teacher, and also just the fact that you're learning in a virtual space requires a different set of skills when it comes to communicating, collaborating together, even the creativity aspect. So congratulations again to you all. What might your future goals be? Are you planning to pursue esports or other areas that are related?
Of course, we're going to the Denver, Colorado Nationals competition, something that I'm pretty sure all of us are excited for.
Thank you. Well, Shola, I hope that you also participate in next year's competition as well. But opening it up to the other students, how has being part of the team, winning the championship, influenced your own personal development, or what are your future plans?
I believe that being part of esports and winning the championship was such an amazing and transformative experience. It was so inspiring and so much fun to come and work together to bring our team's vision to life. I feel like it really allowed me to learn about the importance of not being afraid to step outside the comfort zone and the power of teamwork. We would not have reached the finals without every single person on the team. And teamwork really served at the core of everything we did. And we wouldn't have made it to the finals without every single person, and without Mr. Gaita, who served as our Minecraft coach, role model and mentor, as he provided so much support and encouragement and guidance every step of the way. And it has been just such an amazing experience and journey.
I know that you're in 11th grade. Has being on the esports team changed your outlook on what your possibilities are career-wise or post-LAUSD school?
Absolutely. I feel like when participating in this competition, I feel like we really had an opportunity to step inside the shoes of engineers and mathematicians and architects as we were bringing our visions to life every round. And it really allowed to explore the different aspects, the different careers that exist within the field of technology. And I'd love to pursue a career in biomedical engineering in a field that incorporates and integrates the technology and computer science.
I love that you brought up computer science like Mr. Gaeta did earlier, that these go hand in hand, that learning about esports isn't in isolation, and being able to be multidisciplinary, bringing in that research and also the computer science connections, that's amazing. Does anyone else want to share their future plans with esports, if you have any?
In esports, I hope to continue competing at higher levels like Denver. And who knows, even maybe one day we can also go to a global competition if there's one. That'd be really fun. And also, just like Mr. Gaeta, I would love to coach other players, because giving others the opportunity for the experience would like open up a whole different world for everybody. And especially for those who cannot afford and those less fortunate, if we open like these bigger opportunities for them, it'll help them a lot, and they can also enhance their skills and make a better life for them. In the way the world is right now, we really need more of those opportunities to help people, because it'll make the world a better place and it'll bring peace in the world as well. And also, personally, outside of esports, I want to excel in my studies and pursue a career in medical technology or game design to continue leading, making an impact. I also want to improve my skills both in gaming and in life. And there's a lot of things I still need to learn because I'm still quite young. And also, I want to get involved in initiatives that promote the benefits of esports and encourage more young people to get involved.
Wow, Fatima, that's really an expression of a lot of gratitude, but also an acknowledgement of how important this is to you and how you want to share that with others. I love that you want to mentor others, coach others in the program, and I will definitely be tapping into you all next year to not only promote it, but also be a source of inspiration and guidance for teams that might be new. Thank you for sharing that. As we're closing out here, I want to just ask if any of you have advice that you would give either to other students who are interested in playing esports or to educators who aren't yet coaching students in esports at their schools. What advice would you give, or what tips do you think that they might need to hear?
Us having role models for this competition, like Mr. Gaeta, he definitely made sure that we were all doing what we needed to do. Made sure that everyone had something to do. Made sure we optimized our time, and we would not have come even like this. We wouldn't even known this existed without Mr. Gaeta. So something like what I said, like having the ability to tell other people and get other people to be able to do things like complete their roles, make sure they're doing the roles on time, make sure they understand what they need to do for their role, make sure they're doing the role or doing a role that they are good at and not a random role. Because if I was doing building, we definitely would not have finished in first place. I am not very, I don't excel in building rather than how I excel in like maybe outside details or scripting. So yeah, being able to do those things would be important.
I love that. Yeah. Telling others about the roles that students might have, holding you all accountable, and also building on your strengths. Does anyone else have advice, or even to you, Mr. Gaeta, advice to students or educators?
Sure. I would just say that, first of all, to educators that, you know, be willing to take the risk because you put yourself out there and, you know, not everybody feels comfortable, taking a leadership role, but I think it's an invaluable experience. And there's so much learning here that goes beyond the esports competition. There really is. And I also feel that for students, you know, don't sell yourself short. Every single member on this team, as they've already expressed, have different talents and different gifts. And we really needed all of those to achieve our goals. And so even if you think that you have nothing to offer, you'd be surprised at what you do have. And maybe it's just waiting there for someone to give you the invitation. So go out there and take the risk and learn from others like we've done. We've all learned from each other here in this team. And for educators, don't be afraid to be a part of something bigger and something that's certainly worthwhile.
That's very sound advice, Mr. Gaeta. So learn from others. Don't be afraid to take a risk. Put yourself out there. I really appreciate that. And I think our listeners will as well.
I just want to say to my team here, since I have you all together again, and we'd love these opportunities to get together as a team and to build memories. I'm excited. I'm very proud.
Thank you, Mr. Gaeta, for helping us get together and build such a valuable community that we have here with the Beaver Builders. I really hope we can go beyond esports and get together at some point and basically connect with each other even more. So thank you.
Well, this wraps up episode 14 with the Blazing Beaver Builders, our champions of the Level Up Los Angeles esports competition this year in 2024. Thank you all for tuning in. We will catch you on the next season of the Leading for Impact podcast, brought to you by the LAUSD Instructional Technology Initiative 2024. Thank you, Beaver Builders.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jamie.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, everyone.